The new death chamber on H Unit was working just fine. On March 10, 1992, Robin Leroy Parks, male black, age 43, was executed for the 1978 murder of a gas station attendant. He had been on the row for 13 years. 3 days later, Olin Randall Robison, male white, age 46, was executed for murdering a couple after he broke into their rural home in 1980. Ron Williamson was to be the third man strapped to a gurney on H Unit and offered the opportunity to say a few final words. On August 30, 1994, Ron was greeted at his cell door by a menacing squad of frowning guards who wanted to take him somewhere. He was cuffed at the ankles and wrists, and a belly chain linked all the hardware together. This was something serious. As usual, he was gaunt, dirty, unshaven, and unstable, and the guards gave him as much room as possible. Officer Martin was one of the five. Ron was led out of H Unit into a van and driven the short distance to the administrative offices at the front of the prison. Surrounded by his entourage, he was taken to the warden's office, to a room with a long conference table where many people were waiting to witness something dramatic. Still shackled and guarded closely by his sentries, he was seated at one end of the table. The warden was at the other, and he began the meeting by introducing Ron to the numerous staff members seated around the table, all looking rather glum. "A real pleasure to meet you all." Ron was then handed a notification, which the warden began reading. "You have been sentenced to die for the crime of murder at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, September 27, 1994. The purpose of this meeting is to inform you of the rules and procedures to be followed for the next 30 days and to discuss certain privileges you may be afforded." Ron became upset and said that he hadn't killed anyone. Maybe he'd done some bad things in his life, but murder wasn't one of them. The warden kept reading, and Ron again insisted that he did not kill Debbie Carter. The warden and the unit manager chatted with him for a few minutes and calmed him down. They were not there to judge him, they said, but they were just following the rules and procedures. But Ron had a video of Ricky Simmons confessing to the crime, and he wanted to show it to the warden. Again, he denied killing Debbie, and he rambled on about somehow getting on television in Ada to profess his innocence. He mentioned his sister going to college in Ada. The warden continued reading. "On the morning prior to the date of execution, you will be placed in a special cell, where you will remain until the time of execution. While in this cell and until the time of execution, you will be under constant surveillance by correctional officers." Ron interrupted again, yelling that he did not kill Debbie Carter. The warden plowed on, reading pages of rules regarding visitors, personal belongings, and funeral arrangements. Ron tuned him out and became subdued. "What should we do with your body?" the warden asked. Ron was emotional and confused and unprepared for such a question. Finally, he managed to suggest that they just ship him to Annette. When he had no questions and claimed he understood it all, he was marched back to his cell. The countdown began.